There was a lad so gary, her love he followed the plough, while she tended to the apple trees, they pledged their solemn vow. But though she loved the ploughing boy, this truth her father she spared, and the lonely lass O'Garry was promised to the laird. All year the lass O'Garry her love she kept aflame, while she tended to the apple trees her eyes cast down the shame. Her father planned the wedding day to the rich laird on the hill, but the bonny lass O'Garry her ploughboy she loved still. As autumn crept upon Garry, the wedding day it grew near, and the lass she went to her father, saying, "Sir, my heart's not here. 'Tis in the fields with the ploughing boy, and if this day see through, though I be the Lady O'Garry, my soul is broken too." As he watched his lass O'Garry, her father's heart it did ache, and he walked with her through the apple trees, knowing her love she'd ne'er forsake. Resolved he went to the ploughing boy, saying, "Take my daughter's hand, I'll no kill my lass O'Garry with the union I had planned." Thus smiled the lass O'Garry with her ploughboy in her arms, as one beneath the apple trees, bedecked with nature's charms. When the ploughboy took the fruit which from the boughs it did fall, he knew his lass O'Garry was the fairest of them all. O'Garry, as old. autumn kisses the air, and you'll come upon an old apple tree with fruits a-blushing there. Think on that old ploughing boy, long sleeping under your feet, beside his lass O'Garry, with their love still growing sweet. Think on that old ploughing boy, long sleeping under your feet, beside his lass O'Garry, with their love still growing sweet.